hour number two for Wednesday, January 23rd, opens. It's time for Brutally Honest Conversation and Full Contact Radio, cranked up by too much coffee in Sin City. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three things you need to know as we charge into hour number two. Three, a shocking new poll finds 74% of Democrats would actually vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez if it were actually possible or legal. Thank God it's not. Two, Republicans are not taking the latest liberal attacks on the Second Amendment lying down. We will hear from a North Carolina congressman who is fighting back. And number one, the Supreme Court has many on the left rattled, standing up for a ban on transgenders in the military and taking big cases on guns and illegal immigration. So much to cover in so little time. It's Wednesday, January 23rd, 2019. And, you know, I've got to be honest. I have to say that Donald Trump might be the most consequential president of my lifetime. And I say that based on what is happening at the Supreme Court. Now, if you've been listening to the program for the past couple of days, you know that I'm in Las Vegas. Ivy and I are in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trades trade show put on each year by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. 41 years they've been doing this. And it's where people from all over the world get together to show their brand new wares, new guns, new rifles, handguns, pistols, revolvers, muzzleloaders, doesn't matter. It's all here, right? And it is the biggest trade show in the world when it comes to guns. Now, it's not open to the public, but it is open to invitation. We were invited to come here and sit on Radio Row and talk to you about guns and the gun industry. Now, ironically, yesterday, the Supreme Court decided to take up its first Second Amendment case in almost a decade, and possibly with very big consequences. This is a big deal. You see, New York City denies its residents the opportunity to unload their guns, put them in a case, put a trigger lock on it, whatever it may be, secure it in the trunk of the car, and leave the city. Not legal. It's not legal. It's crazy, I realize, but it's not legal to do that. The guns currently can only be taken to the handful of shooting ranges within the city limits. And by the way, I told you yesterday there weren't any. I found two. Two in all of New York City, 9 million people. I found two shooting ranges in the entire city. So basically, unless you have a standing invitation or get to go to the front of the line, the chance of you getting onto a shooting range in New York City is small, to say the least. So the Supreme Court now has five justices who are more likely to defend the Second Amendment than at any time in my lifetime. In fact, it's the first time there's been a conservative court since 1936. And one of the most significant things that has happened thus far is the court agreeing to take this case. This case. It pits the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association against New York City. Because, as I mentioned, New York City bans transporting permitted handguns, licensed guns outside of the city limits, even if the gun is not loaded, locked in a container, trigger lock, taken apart. It doesn't matter. The guns currently can only be taken to a shooting range within the city limits. How does that make sense? If you want to go to, say, a vacation home, or you want to travel to Pennsylvania or Ohio or Michigan, you can't take your gun with you. It's not legal. Now, this case could have wide ramifications for gun rights and gun restrictions across the country, depending on the ruling the court comes back with. Conservative justices have been chomping at the bit to take up gun rights cases. Clarence Thomas, in 2014, for example, criticized the court for not taking up more gun cases, calling it a disfavored right. Clarence Thomas, one of the most conservative justices on the United States Supreme Court, he's now, of course, joined by Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, the two appointments put there by President Donald Trump. And that's why I say to you today, as I sit here in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, looking at guns and ammunition and all of the things that go with it, that Donald Trump may in fact be the most consequential president of my lifetime. His election shocked so many. And that's why, make no mistake, my friends, that's why there is so much anger from the left about Donald Trump. He's upsetting the apple cart. And the apple cart was supposed to be on down the path to where they could dictate to you that gun ownership really isn't an individual right, that abortion's just fine, that taking away parts of your freedom of speech, that's okay as long as we can prevent people from getting their feelings hurt. You see, this is where it was all going. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's not something unique. She's just a symptom of the problem this far left this veering far left has been going on for a long time. But with this majority after the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, it's coming to a screeching halt. And that's why liberals are so out of their minds. Because the Supreme Court, the way that they got social policy in their view of the world put through was by way of the court. They can't get these things through the legislatures at the state level in most states. They can't get it through the Senate and the House at the federal level. They can't get presidents to sign these things. So they used courts to ramrod this stuff through. And now these courts have been taken away, specifically the United States Supreme Court. And now a lot of the federal district courts and the courts of appeals are starting to lean to the right. And this has the daylight scared out of the left, which is why they are just on the warpath and why those in the mainstream media that carry the water for them every day, that know nothing about guns or the Second Amendment, very little about the First Amendment or how America got here or a whole host of things that would be very concerning. That's why the left is so unhinged. When the Supreme Court decided back in 2008 and 2010 that there is a personal right to own a gun for self-defense in one's home, the left went ballistic then. That was a 5-4 vote, with Justice Anthony Kennedy the deciding or swing vote. The late Justice Antonin Scalia wrote a long opinion, but the critical section said essentially that state and local governments could still enact reasonable regulations. But is it reasonable for New York City to say you can't take a licensed legal handgun, unload it, lock it up, put it in the trunk of your car, and leave the city? You're not allowed to do that. That is not reasonable. That is outrageous. And since that time, the National Rifle Association has brought plenty of gun cases to the Supreme Court, but the justices, until yesterday, stayed away from them. One suspects because 4 of the 5 conservatives thought that Kennedy would approve many of those regulations, but he is now, as you know, retired. And so now it's a new ballgame. And so now the Supreme Court, that has shied away from gun cases for just shy of a decade, is ready, willing, and apparently able to come back in and have a conversation about what does it mean? What does it mean when a municipality says you can't take your legally registered, lawful firearm and leave our jurisdiction? You're not allowed to do that. And if you do that, we will charge you with a felony. Think about that. You own a gun. You have it licensed. You've done everything the government requires and then some, because it's one of the most onerous series and set of laws in America today. And you've done all of these things. You've done your background check. You've been fingerprinted. You've got your gun license. And still, Big Brother doesn't let you leave. No. You can't leave unless you get permission from us. And we're not going to give permission to you. It just seems outrageous on every level. And the reason it seems that way is frankly because it is. You have the right to move your property in America. You don't have to check with the government and say, hey, can I move my property? It's legally owned. I've got paperwork to go with it. It's mine. And I want to move it. Nope, you can't do that. That is unreasonable to me. And it is ironic that I sit here in Vegas at the SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world, and watch the Supreme Court decide to take this up. It's a big deal. It is a very big deal. And come June, we should find out a lot more. We should find out a lot more. Live from Las Vegas, I'm Steve Gruber. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day, fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We're small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.